Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the magazine industry continues to take a slide. 855-450-FREE, and it is not a fun slide. It is not a slide like you would have taken on the elementary school playground. No, this is a slide into failure. We'll continue. We'll discuss that. And joining you in studio tonight, it is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE. Also, connect to us on Skype at lrn.fm. That is an alternative method to connecting to the show, and it actually sounds a lot better than the phone. I think almost every single time we've taken a Skype call. So, once again, Skype us at lrn.fm, especially if you've actually seen the Ithaca Hour. And actually, now that we're on in our third hour, we are actually on in Ithaca. And so welcome to our Ithaca listeners at WNYY. I'm on the Ithaca Hour's website. We've spent the last hour discussing a lot about alternative currencies, and the bulk of the hour was about Ithaca Hours, and more specifically, the Mountain Hour. The Mountain Hours being the newest version of the Ithaca Hour for some place in Colorado. I'm not sure. Frisco or something. Frisco, I think it is. Colorado. And the Mountain Hour website is, you know, it's easy to get around. It's designed in a way that, you know, gets your questions answered about it, and they do a good job of it. I still think it's kind of a scam, and it's a Keynesian system, as Mark had pointed out previously. It slaps a inflationary system on top of an inflationary system.
It's basically a fiat currency for a fiat currency.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea, but, you know, some people like it because they don't really understand why it's so bad. But then I was going to the Ithaca Hour's website because the Mountain Hour site claims that, well, you know, we were inspired by the Ithaca Hour, and the Ithaca Hour, after 20 years, has over 300 businesses accepting it. And I had heard in one instance of discussing this in the past that the Ithaca Hour is kind of dying off because the guy who spearheaded it, the creator of it, decided to leave Ithaca.
Sure, it would matter.
So, you know, you take the guy out that's, you know, hitting the streets and pushing this thing. You know, the primary mover behind it, and he's gone. Well, I actually went to their website to try to learn more about it. I wanted to pull up, you know, hey, you've got 300 businesses? Great, let's get a list of those businesses. Well, if you actually go to the Ithaca Hour website and you try clicking on any of the links, it's IthacaHours.org. You try clicking any of the links. The website, by the way, looks like it's circa 2001. You click.
You're so hard on websites.
You got to stick with the times. I'm not even saying freetalklive.com is the hottest of websites. I mean, it's time for a redesign, in my opinion. But these things take a long time, especially with a big site like Free Talk Live. But at least when you go to freetalklive.com and you click on a link, it'll take you somewhere. Whereas on the Ithaca Hours site, I attempt to click on the directory. I want to see the businesses directory.
Yeah, what else would you want to know?
And it takes me to the front page. Let me click on who are we? Who we are takes me to the front page. Every link, even though when you look at the link, it's an actual different link. When you hover over the link in the bottom left-hand corner, it shows mm-hmm. you what the link is. It's a different link, but it just redirects you right to the front page of the site. So you cannot access any of the extra content on this website beyond the front page.
Their website's basically unusable.
Their website is totally broken. There's no list whatsoever that is accessible of businesses that accept the Ithaca Hour. If I were a business that was accepting
the... Sounds like it's gone under from what you're saying and this website.
Yeah, if I were a business that accepted the Ithaca Hour and I discovered that I couldn't even find my own business on the Ithaca Hour website, I'd be pretty upset about that. Not only that, if you want your business to be listed on the Ithaca Hour website, they are actually charging people for that. Now, I guess that means they just got too big for their, you know, well, they're too hot, and, well, we don't have enough time to, you know, take care of our list anymore, so we need you to pay us. But on top of that, you give them $10 to list your business on the website, they give you 2 Ithaca Hours in return.
So $20 back?
Well, $20 in Ithaca Hours, which isn't worth $20, even though they say it's worth $20.
It is and it isn't. I mean, if you can,
it's worth what people will pay for it.
If you can spend it at a restaurant,
yeah, you don't know what that is. You're saying you're making claims that you ain't got no knowledge about.
That's why I want people in Ithaca to call in and tell me. First of all, tell me, is this thing being used anywhere that you've seen recently? Like, let's say within the last 2 years, and have you ever tried to sell one of them for cash?
Now, that's ultimately what makes something valuable or not valuable. I get it. But if you can take an Ithaca hour and go buy a cheeseburger at a local restaurant, that still has value.
That's true.
I mean,
yeah. If you can buy a cheeseburger and get change in dollars.
Yeah. Exchange rate really is a great way to sort of quantify. Exchange rate is a great way to quantify what something's worth. But it really doesn't matter what the exchange rate is when you're hungry.
Mountain hours are not a Keynesian concept. Keynesianism is the idea that you can massage an economy with by increasing or decreasing the money supply. This is my
got that right
exactly
there.
What they're doing. They're increasing the money supply to increase local buying and spending.
It's right there in their frequently asked questions. What you just said is right in the Mountain Hours website.
What?
About massaging the economy and deciding how many mountain hours should be spent and or rather put into the economy versus removed, etc. Total central control.
Well, all right, you just knocked me out at the knees.
Ithaca listeners, please, I really want to know, is this thing still alive? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And, of course, you can connect to us on Skype at LRN.FM. Meantime, you bring up anything. Kurt is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kurt.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great. What's on your mind,
Kurt?
A couple of Sundays ago, a gentleman named Jack from Texas called in to talk about that dynamic between parent and child. And it seemed he was like the last call of the show. And I don't know if everybody didn't have a chance to digest what he was saying, but everybody seemed to be on board with what he was saying. And I have a question for Mark, because you were there.
Okay.
Do you really consider giving birth a similar type of aggression to hitting somebody in a car for which recompense is required?
Okay, yeah. So...
Okay, bring me up to speed here.
Let me try to do this. This was this sort of, it was basically that giving birth was a social contract with the child is what his claim was. And it has bugged me since
I'll blow that out of the water when you're finished, by the way.
What's that?
I'll blow that out of the water when you're finished.
Okay, thank you very much. It has bothered me for the last 2 weeks, the statement that I was just kind of flat-footed. It had never been presented to me in this way. You know, sometimes in 10 years of doing a radio program, somebody's going to present something in a way that is, just kind of get you. And I believe I was got. Essentially that...
Stephanie said it brought clarity to the issue.
What's that?
Stephanie said it brought clarity to the issue.
Well, I would love Stephanie to be here to have that conversation. I'm not prepared to defend or attack her position without her being here. But I will say for me that it doesn't make any sense to me now that you create that there's some kind of contract created between parent and child simply because one had sex.
Is the suggestion that, by having a baby, you owe it to take care of it and things like that? Is that the contract?
Right.
This gentleman actually compared it to having to pay for the recuperation costs of hitting somebody in an automobile.
That was what he said, something like that.
Since you had made him helpless, it was up to you. And when you finished paying for it, he didn't owe you anything. And the same with children. You made them helpless, so it's up to you to get them to a point where they can live by themselves.
I think that it seems like people in society certainly firmly believe that. I mean, if you have a child that you
operate that way,
that you are obligated to take care of it.
And thankfully, most do. But the fact of the matter is that what is the obligation and the right? You know,
when does it start? These same people would say that you have that you also have the right to terminate this child's life up and until the four and a half months in. So it's like
what you can do is you can decide to stop expending your resources in the furtherance of another.
Okay.
Okay. So if that ends up. I mean, again, it's cold and crass, and I don't support abortion. I would do whatever I could to stop somebody from aborting my child.
Kurt, stand by. I want you to be able to finish your thoughts here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, if you stop supporting your child, at some point there are probably going to be men with guns that
That's
put you
reality.
In a cage over that. That's because people don't really much care for that sort of thing. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you have on the site that we share with you. And actually, you get to create the content. So when you see something online that you think is interesting, you want to share with our listeners, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And then it'll appear on the upcoming stories page where it awaits a certain number of votes. Once it receives those votes, then it will be promoted to the front page of the site where it'll be more likely that we will see it and talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. It's all free. That's freetalklive.com.
If you're listening to my voice and you do not have a Valentine's Day gift and you do have somebody that you should be buying a Valentine's Day gift for, you are at the end of your rope, buddy. This is your last opportunity to go to proflowers.com and get an arrangement. We've got all kinds of arrangements there. All you have to do is go to proflowers.com, click on the upper right-hand corner. There's a microphone. Enter coupon code FTL. You will see our specials there. There are all kinds of arrangements, many, many, probably a couple of dozen. You can get different choices, including the 100 Blooms of Love, which is a very attractive bunch of multicolored flowers in a glass vase. You can get it for 50% off. That's $20, $19.99. For just 10 bucks more, you get a spa kit and gourmet chocolates. You just need coupon code FTL when you order, and that'll make all the difference. The Pro Flowers, they get their flowers from out in the fields. They are sent directly from the growers to you. They're giving them those extra days where you can enjoy them rather than being in some kind of, you know, flower store or something like that. It's proflowers.com or call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention FTL when you do, or you go and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter FTL to get the specials. Proflowers.com.
Let's get back to Kurt. He's in Michigan, and he's referencing a call that Mark, you were the only one on the show that was privy to this because it was the Sunday show. Somebody had called in to suggest that there was a contract, sort of an unspoken agreement between parent and child by virtue of having the baby, and that was the discussion that Kurt was calling in about. Kurt, you back with us?
I am.
So go ahead with your thoughts on this, Kurt. Where were you going?
Well, what I'm saying with this is if you believe that a child is born with a debt, not the debt, excuse me, the opposite of a debt, being able to indebt somebody, you're either, one, creating two classes of people. One that has the right to live off the soul of the productive capacity of another, or, you know, and then the parent who's required to provide that, or you're saying that you can execute a contract with someone that has yet to exist.
And a contract could exist without, without a meeting of the minds, without...
Even absent that, this person doesn't even exist yet.
Yeah.
I have a mind to meet.
But I get what you're saying, and I understand. Obviously, this person, the newborn, cannot enter into any sort of an agreement.
Not even let's say it's conceived. I could be miles away. It's going to take hours, maybe days. I don't know how long it takes, but I know that egg is not impregnated right away. I could be miles away when that person is conceived, and how can I be contracted to him?
Look, I totally get what you're saying, although you got to be careful, talking about this, Kurt, because it makes it sound like you're supporting just leaving babies on the side of the road.
We do have hundreds of thousands of years of evolution that shows the humans and other animals will take care of their young, right?
Sure, but there are some people who won't.
There are 7 billion of us on this planet.
But if somebody doesn't take care of their child, somebody out there is dying to take care of that child for them.
No doubt.
And a little bit of compensation to that person would probably get them to, give the child over to somebody who will do a far better job. That's already happening today with adoptions because you're allowed to give scholarships and things like that to basically surrogate mothers or, mothers that have children that you want to adopt, that things like that. So people are already buying babies.
I totally agree that, that you shouldn't be obligated to perform these tasks. However, it's going to be very unpopular if you don't, right? Like there's a certain level of societal pressure involved.
It opens up. That's true. And for most people, societal pressure is not even needed. The fact of the matter is a baby for most people is a wanted gift.
Mm-hmm.
And they treat it as such. But what we're talking about is where can you draw that line? Where do you get, once the right is addressed, force can be used, right?
Meaning, where do you draw the line as far as what is the obligation? What is the bare minimum for meeting that said obligation?
Does each person own their self, or does somebody have the right to live off the productive capacity of another, even if it's a child? Now, granted, if you take that child and put it in a harrowing situation where you know the loss of life is imminent, I put it in my basement and lock the door and walk away and nobody can get to it and nobody knows it's down there and I let it starve.
Well, that's a kidnapping. That's kidnapping.
You'd have to make sure that it would at least get into the hands of somebody who would care for it. And,
Or not prevent it at the very
correct.
Least.
Correct. Or else that'd be an act of aggression.
Agreed.
So what was the original caller advocating? Some sort of, you know, jail or punishment? Or?
No, not that necessarily. Just saying that you essentially have a contract if you, you know, you have an obligation if you have a child. And I kind of get the obliged, you know, aspect to it. You certainly ought to take care of your child or ought to get that child to somebody who will take care of it. You know, I mean, I think people think things about folks that give their kids up for adoption, but I think that it's a very mature thing to do. It shows that
at least admitting you can't handle it.
You're right. You know, I was given up for adoption, and you know the chances are pretty good that I ended up with some folks that wanted me more.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I just feel that at this point, you know, we're talking about the smallest segment of society that wouldn't want the child. You know, and since we have a society now that incentivizes birth, especially unwanted birth, to get payment. You know, that is, again, a recipe for disaster.
I would say that we shouldn't have any lines, that there should be no line because everyone's line is going to be different. Some people are, as you know, I don't think we were talking about this during the break, Mark, but some people are going to say, well, I think you should raise your kid in this way. And that
everybody's going to say that you right. think, they, you know, everybody on the planet, having kids or not, thinks that you should raise your kid in a certain fashion.
Right, and none of them should be in charge.
Right. Once you establish that right in that kid, you need an advocate against the person who you think is not raising them, which is their parent, right? So you need an outside advocate for a kid who cannot. So now you have to start, you know, how deep can you go?
Well, and today we have the DCYF organizations, the CPS or whatever the various alphabet agency is. And,
well,
yeah,
I'm sure that they do
destroying
some,
families.
I'm sure they do some good work, but in the process there are a lot of horror stories.
Yeah, I don't know what good work they're doing. They probably do, but the horror stories are absolutely harrowing. They're
and
horrible.
The personification of the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I mean, the idea, let's help children, and what do? The same thing government always does, the exact opposite of what they set out to do.
Indeed, Kurt. Thanks for the call. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, or actually about 10 days, at the Liberty Forum. Thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Johnny Ray, you're sitting pensively, absorbing all of that discussion. Your thoughts on the contract claims about children and parents?
No, a lot of these conversations I think are really important, and I simply can't contribute.
855-450-FREE, just like a parent that admits they can't take care of their child. Appreciate that. You take control here. 855-450-FREE. Connect with us on Skype, lrn.fm. Coming up, the magazine business continues to fail. And your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. You take control. Free Talk Live.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag. The one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neoferra.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Also, connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. Sitting in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we invite you over again online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so you can click and download as many episodes as you'd like. Just go to freetalklive.com. Right at the top of the page, you will find the last 7 days' worth of the show. And then you can click in the archive section to access years' worth of the show all for free. No logging in required, no mandatory advertisements you have to view first or anything like that. You just go and click and they're yours. Also, you can visit our SoundCloud page where every now and then you'll get more than just Free Talk Live. So SoundCloud has all of those episodes plus Edgington Post episodes, which is Mark's interview series that he does on at least a weekly basis, typically.
Yep.
And every now and then also I'll throw something else out there, like maybe an interview that you and I perform somewhere, Mark, or actually just put Derek Jay's interview on with Ernie Hancock there the other day, for instance. So you know, every now and then something that's related to Free Talk Live, but not actually a Free Talk Live episode, will show up on our SoundCloud feed. You can reach the SoundCloud feed by going to freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share for the SoundCloud link, or just go directly to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And SoundCloud makes it easy to share the episodes. So if you hear something you like, you want to share it on your Facebook page, just click the Share button. It's got a link for Facebook, Twitter, and all those other social networking sites that are less popular. Go and enjoy. freetalklive.com.
Mortgage Minute Guy wants you to know that the FHA, it's a Federal Housing Authority or whatever they are, is changing some of its rules, and likely these rule changes aren't going to be very favorable to borrowers, certainly not as favorable as they are now. In order to take advantage of some of the best rates that we've had in your lifetime right now and these preferable loan rules from the FHA, you need to call MortgageMinuteGuy.com and find out what the changes are going to be and what the specifics are for your scenario. Obviously, I can't answer your questions. I'm not an expert, but they are. You can go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com or call their telephone number. I'll give it to you in a minute. But if you're going to be doing a refi sometime in the future, you probably should do it before April 1st. That way you get in under the preferable rules. The number, 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They're professionals. They've been advertising on talk radio for quite some time. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
Let's go to the phone calls here. Still to come, the magazine industry continues to struggle, and Johnny Ray's game of the week. But first, we've got Frank. He's calling from Perez, and I'm not sure where that is. Frank, where are you at?
Yeah, hi. This is Franklin Perez. I'm calling from the Orlando, Florida area.
Okay. Welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
No, I just wanted to call you guys and just thank you for having your show. I think you guys are doing a great job. I'm actually a local libertarian activist here in the Central Florida area. I've run for the Florida State House now 4 times, and I'll be running again the next year.
Great. You know, Mark and I are from Florida originally, and I'm familiar with some of the Orlando crew. There's some really great activists down there, no doubt about it. Tell me about how successful you've been at running for office down there.
Well, I had my best performance back in last year, 2012. It was just me and a Republican incumbent, Jason Broder, for the Florida State House of Representatives, District 28.
So a two-way race? Were the ones that you were in before that three-way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I only got like at most like 3% or something like that. But this time I got like 34% of the vote.
Sounds about right. That's about what Bill Van Allen did in Sarasota when we were down there a decade ago.
Yeah, that happened to a friend that ended up in a two-person race against I think it was a Democrat in that case. Might have been a Republican. It might have been a Republican. And he got about 34%. But, you know, when it all comes down to it, 5%, 35%, you know, still loss.
Yeah, I'm also going to be going to Pork Fest this year, so I don't know if you guys are going there or not.
We are there every year. We do Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Have you ever been before?
No, this is going to be my first time. I have a friend of mine who used to help me out on my campaigns. I don't know if you know him or not, James Coakley. He moved up to New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's right. He's a newer mover up here. I think he moved up sometime in 2012. Another killer Florida activist. Like, there was a few folks from Florida that made the move last year that are really, you know, great activists. And that was something that happened in the Sarasota area where Mark and I are from, was kind of this activist brain drain, if you will.
Yeah,
where
massive exodus.
A bunch of people left. I mean, there wasn't much ground being gained or anything like that. Nothing, actually, down in Florida. But up here, you can actually have an impact. People are actually getting elected. We've had people getting elected in New Hampshire for the last several years. And I mean, dozens of people have been elected up here, whereas the Libertarian Party nationwide struggles to even elect a handful of folks across the country. So, you know, if you like doing political activism, I think you're going to find New Hampshire to be very refreshing in that you can actually make a difference here. And you can do it for a fraction of the cost as well.
Definitely. I mean, I've been averaging, my average cost per campaign has been now around, I don't know, $10,000, $12,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
I pay the filing fee. I go to the.
What is the filing fee?
The filing fee right now, with party affiliation is around $1,800.
Hold on. When you say with party affiliation, does that mean if you were like a Republican or Democrat, or I'm confused?
Oh, with a Libertarian.
Okay.
So do you have to give the Libertarian Party that money, or are you giving?
Well, it's $1,800, and then the Libertarian Party of Florida has always had the tradition to give you back the party assessment fee portion, but this time around they really were nasty to me, and they didn't do it because of my position I took on the Trayvon Martin shooting, in that I thought that George Zimmerman should at least be arrested, and to make a long story short, I wound up suing them in court, in small claims court, and I wound up getting some of it back. But,
so the fee does not go to the state? I'm confused.
You pay the filing fee, which includes the party assessment fee portion. The state of Florida then sends back to the party assessment fee portion, and then the party can do what it wants with it. Now,
how much do they get out of that $1,800?
I think they get around 590, around that.
Wow, what a crazy redistribution scheme. I mean, I'm from Florida, and I didn't know all that information.
But the Libertarian Party of Florida has always had that tradition, but this time around, I just think sometimes the LPF, in general, instead of helping their candidates, they kind of hamper them. And
Well, it makes sense, right? I mean, now I don't want to be conspiratorial here, but it makes sense that if the Libertarian Party becomes somewhat effective, they just get overtaken by, you know, political infiltrators who then water down the message, which is my the reason why I quit the Libertarian Party nationally back in 2008, because they'd watered down their principle. And they, you know, they get poisoned from the inside. You know, here's a little bit of here's a tip for you. New Hampshire filing fee for state representative, $2.
Yeah, I think I paid $3 for my filing fee for delegate, or it might have been $1.
Frank, we'll see you in the summertime for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Look forward to it, and thanks for all the effort down there, and look forward to seeing
you. I'll buy
you
a soda when you get up here.
there's you probably buy him alcohol at some point, but thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's what we need. We need the doers, the people who have put the effort and the time and the money in where they live and have seen it go nowhere or virtually nowhere, and want to actually have it make a difference. If you want to make a difference in the political system, New Hampshire's the place to do it. There's just no doubt about it in my mind. And that's because I've been, you know, involved in it. Tomorrow, Thursday, there's the marijuana hearings at the State House. I expect there's going to be a fairly large turnout for people who are supporting that to go out. This may be the year where New Hampshire actually has some level of marijuana reform, whether it's medical.
Well, there's a lot of places, states around the country that have started.
Yep, whether it's medical or decrim, New Hampshire may be the choice. Now, has there been a medical that has been done legislatively somewhere? I would presume there
has. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they're not all ballot
usually
measures.
Disasters. There's nothing that, compared to California, which is practically legalization. Yeah. I mean, none of them are as lax as California.
So New Hampshire did gay marriage legislatively, and no other states did that, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So
also, I think if you want to live in a Tolkien-esque landscape, New Hampshire is the place for you.
Our doors are rectangular.
There aren't many hills or mountains in Florida, at least southern Florida.
Spring Hill.
855-450-FREE. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters, DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now at 855-450-FREE, or you can click into us on Skype at lrn.fm, you will have to send us a request to add you as a contact. We will do that, and then at that point you can easily connect to us on Skype. So again, username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
You know, we were talking briefly about the Free State Project with I think it was Frank in Florida who'd called in. Real hardworking activist down there who's, you know, getting kind of frustrated down south, and frustrated not only with the political system, but also with the political party, with the Libertarian Party down there. And we did some comparisons between what things are like down south and here in New Hampshire. But there's actually a cool new website that was launched about a month ago called freestatefacts.com. I don't know if we plugged it. Maybe we plugged it once on the air.
Yeah, but I really like it.
But it's a cool site, and it's simple. It's, you know, it looks nice. It's pretty. It's got real nice layout. And basically what you do is go to freestatefacts.com. Wherever you are, it's got like some kind of script that determines your location based on your internet protocol address.
I figured it was drones.
And they will then tell you what state you are in. Or it'll say, like, for instance, you can change it so it, you can tell it whatever state you want it to think you're in, but by default it tries to predict. So if you were in Florida and you were to go to freestatefacts.com, it would come up with a random fact. And it would say something like, if you were in New Hampshire, you'd be in the third most peaceful state in the country. But you're in Florida, the 41st most peaceful state. And then you can hit reload, and, you know, it'll come up with something different, and then they advertise the Free State Project down below that, and it's a cool thing, man. You can share that with your friends if, you know, they're new to the ideas of the Free State Project. If they love liberty and are, you know, looking to actually achieve it in their lifetime, then they should know about the Free State Project. And this might be a good way to, I don't know, entice someone into learning more, perhaps. FreeStateFacts.com. Let's go to Barry. He's listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Barry.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I figured out that I was a libertarian.
Congratulations. How'd you do that?
I'm a conservative. I'm very conservative, but whatever you do in your home, as long as it doesn't bother me or anything, all right, I don't care what you do.
There you go.
Basically, I'm a libertarian.
So you might describe yourself as fiscally conservative, socially liberal?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Now, I'm not personally socially liberal. In my own life, I'm socially conservative, but people can do what they want in their life.
Yeah.
So
that's the way I am. But the reason I called was Chris Kyle. He had his funeral today down in Texas, and it's a big how you do. He was, somebody described him as our Red Baron.
Yeah, the Red Baron.
This
was
is the sniper, right?
Well, he was the killing sniper.
Right. Yeah, he had the most kills, and I would say it's an argument, but I would think that what he did in his service, I think it saved a lot of American lives. That's debatable, but with that said, I think here's my beef. I believe that the flag should have been flown half mast today in honor of his service.
So, one of the things about the flag flying half mast is, I think it's become really common and diminished it. I'm not saying anything specifically about Chris Kyle. I'm only saying about the phenomenon of flying the flag at half mast.
Yeah. And this is my other point. Whitney Houston, when she passed away, the president ordered all the flags half mast.
Okay.
And I have a problem not honoring our soldier that has served his country. But Whitney Houston, great singer and all that, but what really has she done to earn to fly the...
I can see why you would want the banner of the country flown at half-mast when, you know, somebody who, you know, works for the country.
Employed by the country.
Employed by the country, doing the country's bidding.
By the country, you mean the U.S. federal government?
That's what I mean.
Because he's not my soldier, because I don't want to pay for war.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can see why, I can see the point on it. But my concern is that darn flag is at half mast half the year, it seems like. You know, I don't know, and each flag's different, and some of them are half mast different periods of time, and it gets really confusing. When I was a kid and the flag was at half mast, it was a big deal. The space shuttle blew up, you know, that kind of thing. And now it seems like it spends, you know, a good portion of the year at half mast.
You have a very good research team there.
Yes, if you mean every listener that listens to the show and send a, you know, post thing on things on Facebook.
You're part of the research team, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I would like somebody to research how many Congressional Medals of Honor Obama has issued. Versus other presidents, yes.
Are you suggesting there may be fewer?
No, I'm suggesting that they are more. And that diminishes, in my opinion, that diminishes the medal. You know,
yeah, but
you believe in war, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Barry, that seems to me more like just a function of how much war we're at right now, which is a lot, so it doesn't have necessarily that much to do with the president.
He ramped up Afghanistan, but ramped down Iraq, so...
Yeah, which makes no sense whatsoever. So anyway,
it's over now.
Yeah, I can't really feel anything strong about the flag. I don't like the idea of the flag. I think it represents the Union, and I firmly oppose the Union. I think that secession is the answer. So I think the flag is a bad symbol.
Do you know the first state that wanted to secede from the Union?
I think it's like New Hampshire or Rhode Island.
I believe. I think it was Massachusetts.
Well, okay, recently or?
No. This was in 1823, or it was around the turn of the century.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah. I knew it was in New England, so I'll give you.
Right. But, yeah, a lot of people think it's South Carolina. Well, no, but it's a Yankee. So
Barry, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855, 450 free. Of course, at the school board meeting last night that I attended, they started with the Pledge of Allegiance, which resulted in me, Conan, and Daryl, the three candidates from the New Hampshire Liberty Party. We're all seated together, so when we stayed seated, it was probably pretty conspicuous to people in the audience.
You know, I wonder, my religion and my philosophy really is a kind of against, making any kind of pledge to a piece of fabric or anything like that.
It's an icon. Right?
When it comes to, standing or sitting, I'm like, do I want to create a ruckus? Do I not want to create a ruckus? Certainly nobody
in that
room.
You wouldn't be creating the ruckus.
I understand what you're saying, but you do know that people will be upset by it. And furthermore, they won't know what your trying to get across. Like, it's a protest without
words,
without voice, yeah. And it's very difficult in that way to get to say what you want. And so, you know, I mean,
it's too bad for them. It's up to them to ask you why.
They're not going to pass some judgment upon you. I mean, come on, let's talk about human nature here.
That's fine. I'm not willing to go along with a group just because that's what the group does, and it's important to do that. And maybe, you know, maybe what you'll see happen eventually is more people will have the courage to stay seated. I've certainly seen it in courtroom environments where, you know, for instance, we've had liberty activists in to support somebody who's going to court. And when the judge walks in the room, they, of course, utter, "All rise," and the liberty activists tend to not rise when that happens. And if there are enough liberty activists, and they're together and they're visible, so like if they're sitting in the front two rows, for instance, and the rest of the courtroom is behind them, that way everyone can see them not stand up, that increases the likelihood that one of the non-activists who just happens to be in the court will join the group of liberty activists and stay seated. They will think twice about actually standing up for the judge because they see that, you know, there's safety in numbers, or they feel that there might be safety in numbers, and so they go along with that group.
Right. That's you don't have the statement, well, you know, no one says, you know, a bunch of people died so that you'd have that judge. Right, they don't say that. And so they get these, you know, people get whipped up emotionally around the flag where they don't get whipped up emotionally around judges.
Maybe to some lesser extent, you might be right about that, but I think there's still a lot of mythology that surrounds the judge, and a lot of people believe that's the right thing to do, and they would be shocked by people's not standing for
the
judge.
I think there's some people.
The not standing for the judge is an amazing thing to see, to be a part of. I never would have done it in North Carolina.
Hell no.
And it's really good. The judges, it's good for them. It's good. It's healthy for them. They need to have people not rise for them. And I'd like, you know what? I'd love to be in a courtroom where we all just burst into laughter when they say "all rise."
Well, actually, if you were at the Ademo and Pete trial down in Greenfield, Massachusetts, there were several instances where the entire courtroom burst into laughter. It wasn't at that specific at that time, but during the trial, certain things were said by bureaucrats. And
he was found guilty, so it's probably
He was found not guilty. Ademo and Pete in their trial in Greenfield, they were found not guilty.
But there was laughing at the other trial in Manchester,
and
he was found guilty.
Sure.
So, you know, that
no consistency.
Might have been detrimental.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses could be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.